This is Amel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Amel Radio News at 11, MTT Chibro. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf says the passenger terminal at the Roberts International Airport is a key deliverable in Liberia's economy. The $50 million complex is being constructed with support from the People's Republic of China. It is expected to handle an annual flow of at least 320,000 passengers. The terminal will be fitted with two walkways attached to a plane's door for passengers to disembark. For his part, Chinese Ambassador Zhang Yu said the project is an important indicator of the strong partnership between the two countries. The construction for the terminal kicked off last year in November. Authorities of the Nimba Community College have dedicated a childhood development center for children of employees of the college. The center will cater for the needs of the community and those in the neighborhood. The president of the Nimba County Community College, Dr. Yang Gono, said over 70 children are already enrolled at the center and a school library for them is nearing completion. A Nigerian gospel musician has praised the United Nations mission in Liberia for helping to create the enabling environment for the ongoing electoral process in the country. Pastor Chris Morgan said, "Everyone has an opportunity to be a good Samaritan, but the person who takes up the challenge will always be hailed and remembered for their goodwill, bravery, and gallantry." He said, "Omil took the challenge of bravery to contribute to Liberia's stability." Speaking to Omel Radio over the weekend, Pastor Chris Morgan said, "Liberians will always remember Omel's role in the peace process of their country." The news is coming to you from Omel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Zambian police have appointed 8 Chinese nationals as part-time officers. The move has sparked outrage after police chiefs earlier this year banned officers from marrying foreigners for security reasons. The reservatives, who were yesterday commissioned by the head of the Zambian police, are believed to have already started working. Dixon Jari, a lawyer and former presidential spokesman, said the appointments violated the constitution, which clearly stated that any Zambian who has dual citizenship cannot join the defense and security force. Zambian police spokeswoman Esther Mwata Kantongo defended the appointments, saying the reservatives were screened before their appointments and they worked under the supervision of regular officers. And a meeting is underway in South Africa's governing African National Congress party to probe the disappearance of 68 delegates' votes. According to Johannesburg-based News 24, of 4,776 delegates attending the party conference, only 4,708 voted it out. The News 24 says the issue has been raised by supporters of Zenzu Muchunu, the candidate for the powerful post of Secretary General on the new ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa's slate, who lost by 24 votes to Ace Magashulu, a strong ally of defeated presidential candidate Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma. The news site says that Mr. Muchunu needs just 13 votes to beat Mr. Magashulu. The next step, it says, is for the National Electoral Committee to report back on the matter. That's the Omel Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Omel, you can log on to www.omel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/omel2003, or twitter/omelnews. I'm Titi Gibro.